There were police raids before and police raids after, but the night of June 28, 1969 was different.
See, I made a list in the back of my book of pretty much every factor I could think of that made Stonewall happen, and that's a very long list, like maybe 25, 30, 35 factors. So it's not, you can't say one thing made it happen.
David Carter spent 11 years working on a book on the subject, Stonewall, the Riots That Sparked the Gay Revolution. He thinks the tipping point came when cops manhandled and bloodied a lesbian.
This is when they just totally just throw her bodily inside the car. And at some point, she or another lesbian said to the crowd, "Why don't you guys do something?"
It was clear almost immediately the tide was turning.
You know, it's a little bit like after 9/11, right, for example. You know things are going to change, but how? You can't really say then.
Carter thinks it's no coincidence that the civil rights movement was gaining steam at the same time.
I think that opens up everything. In other words, well, if you can't discriminate on the basis of race, why should you be able to discriminate on the basis of sex, age, you know, disability, anything?
The riots gave many gays the courage to fight for their rights.
Gay people began to see themselves differently, began to feel there was hope. They could be treated more in a more, in a way that had, that they began to be treated more equally like other citizens.
As more people came out, the movement was strengthened. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.